إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فالله أكبر، الله أكبر. It's from the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's given us the tawfiq to complete this month of Ramadan that has just passed. And in that month, we busied ourselves with as-siyam, fasting, wal-qiyam, praying, tilawat al-Qur'an, reciting the Qur'an. But did we reflect and do tadabbur as it relates to the ayat, the safahat that we recited? قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فلا يتدبرون القرآن ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا أفلا يتدبرون القرآن أم على قلوب أقفالها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, do they not reflect upon the Quran? If it was from other than Allah, you will find in it contradictions. Do they not reflect regarding the Quran? Or are their hearts locked? Or are their hearts closed? And ya ikhwati al-kiram, the heart that is healthy, when it reflects on the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it weeps. It causes the eye to weep. It causes the abd to tear. And that was the hal of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sahabatihi wa ashabihi and his companions. It was the state of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Qala Nabi, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu an, iqra alayya al-Qur'an. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, recite the Qur'an to me. Faqala aqra alayka wa alayka anzal. I recite to you, Unzil, I recite to you, and it was you that the Quran was revealed. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inni uhibbu an asma'ahu min ghayri. I love to hear the Quran recited from other than me. Then Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qal, faqara'tu alayhi surah an-nisa, hatta antahaytu ila hadhihi al-aya, fakayfa idha ji'na min kulli ummatin bi shahid. وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاء شَهِيدًا. Until he stopped at the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and what if we brought from every nation a witness, and we brought you as a witness over him? فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حَسْبُكَ. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, that's enough. فَإِذَا عَيْنَاهُ تَذْرِفَانِ. And then his eyes were weeping, and he was weeping صلى الله عليه وسلم. Min al-buka. This was the hal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise the hal of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu an. And Umar ibn Khattab or Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma qal lamma ishtadda bi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waj'ahu qila lahu fi as-salah. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at the point of his death, it was said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about salah? Yani, who's going to lead the salah? فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم مر أبو بكر فليصلي بالناس. Command Abu Bakr, tell Abu Bakr to pray and lead the people in prayer. فقالت عائشة رضي الله عنها إن أبو بكر إن أبو بكر رجل رقيق. Verily Abu Bakr is a man with tender heart. إذا قرأ القرآن غلبه البكاء. If he recites the Quran, the tears will overwhelm him. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم repeated, مروه ليصلي. Tell him to pray. يعني lead the people in salah. And in another riwayah, عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت, إن أبو بكر إذا قام مقامك لم يسمع الناس من البكاء. And if Abu Bakr as-Siddiq رضي الله عنه, she said, was to lead the prayer in your place, the people will not hear the Quran because of the weeping. This was the hal of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. This was the hal of the Sahaba radiyallahu an. فعن أنس بن مالك radiyallahu an قال خطب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطبة ما سمعت مثلها قط. فقال لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا. He said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Anas said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave a khutbah, a sermon. He gave a sermon that they had never heard its like before. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in this sermon, if you knew what I knew, then you would laugh less and would cry more. And Hafid ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, this ilm is the ilm of the izmatillah, the mightiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the yawm al-akhir, the last day, knowledge of the sifat al-jannah, the characteristics of jannah. If we knew about this and the characteristics of nar, if we knew about this, we would laugh less and we would cry more. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qad dhamma الضحك وداع إلى البكاء. He warned us against laughing too much, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and called to crying, weeping, for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى وَأَعْطَى قَلِيلًا وَأَكْدَى. Have you seen the one that turned away from the call? He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he gave a little bit. He gave a little bit of an effort, then he stopped. عنده علم الغيب فهو يراه. Does he have the knowledge of the unseen that he sees? أم لم ينبأ بما في صحف موسى. Or was he not informed of the scrolls in the story of Musa? وإبراهيم الذي وفى. And Ibrahim who fulfilled his promise. ألا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. That another soul will not bear the burden of another. وأن للإنسان إلا ما ساه. And verily for an individual is that which he earned. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَاهُ. And he will soon see that which he has done. ثُمَّ يَجَزَاهُ جَزَاءَ الْأَوْفَى. And he will be given a just reward. وَأَنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَى. And to your Lord is the end. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبَكَى. And he's the one who causes one to laugh and causes one to cry. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى. And he is the one who gives life and one who takes life. وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ ذَكَرَ وَالْأُنْفَى. And he is the one who created a man and a woman. مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ إِذَا تُمْنَى. Like when the sperm emits. وَأَنَّ عَلَيْهِ نَشَأَةَ الْأُخْرَى. And for him is the resurrection. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَغْنَى وَأَقْنَى. And he is the one who makes one content. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ رَبُّ الشِّعْرَى. And he is the Lord of the one that they worship, Shi'ra. وَأَنَّهُ أَهْلَكَ عَادٍ الْأُولَى. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who destroyed Ad. وَثَمُودَ فَمَا أَبَقَى. And Thamud, and there was nothing remaining for them. وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ مِّن قَبْلِ. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا هُمْ أَظْلَمُ وَأَطْغَى. And the people of Nuh, for verily they were oppressive and transgressed. وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَةَ أَخْوَى. And the people of Lut were destroyed. فَغَشَّاهَا مَا غَشَّى. Wiped from the surface. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكَ تَتَمَارَى. So which of the favors of your Lord do you doubt? هذا نذير. This is the warner, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad, min nuzr al-ula, with the warning of those before. Azifat al-azifa, the day of judgment, the resurrection is near. Laysa laha min dunillahi kashifa, none can avail it other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Afa min hadha al-hadith tajabun, is with this statement and this recital, these verses, that you are amazed. Wa tadhakuna wa la tabakun, and then you laugh and you do not cry. Wa antum samidun, and you are wasting away yourselves in amusement. Fasjudu lillahi wa'budu, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prostrate to Him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse has mentioned many areas and affairs that if one reflects upon them, tears should be running down his eyes. If one has tadabbur and tafakkur regarding these affairs, he will be weeping. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown, the virtue of the one who weeps. In the hadith of the seven, الَّذِي يَذِلَّهُمُ اللَّهُ, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَوْمُ لَذِلَّ إِلَى ذِلَّهُ, in the day when there is no shade except His shade. And from them is رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ, is an individual, on his own he remembers Allah, in secret he remembers Allah, and his eyes are weeping. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, after mentioning all of the seven, and at the end he said, وَالْبَاكِ كَمَّلَ الْإِخْلَاصِ, all of these characters that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, they perfected a specific type of ibadah. And the one that cried, he perfected ikhlas. He perfected sincerity. And from the fruits of crying for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that he is saved from the fire. The fire that we all know well. And Nabi Hurairah radiyallahu an, قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يلج النار رجل بكى من خشية الله حتى يعود اللبن في الدرع. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he said that an individual who weeps for the sake of Allah, for the fear of Allah, he would not feel the fire just as much as the milk will go back to the udder. Showing the fruits of crying for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a time when we cried. There was a time we couldn't hold the tears. When we heard the verses of Allah, the ayat, our hearts skipped a beat. When we heard about the hereafter, we got goosebumps. We were shivering. But that was when the eyes were full of tears. There was a time when we heard Qala Allah, Qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will race to follow it without any but or I think. But that was the time when the eyes were full of tears. There was a time when we will love for our brother what we love for ourselves. But that was a time when the eyes were full of tears. There was a time when a sister would not leave her house without covering her face, without wearing the proper hijab. But that was the time when the eyes were full of tears. There was a time when we respected the ulama of the sunnah and we did not speak ill against them. But that was the time when the eyes were full of tears. There was a time when we would not have jealousy for our sister or jealousy for our brother. The brother that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given wealth. The sister that Allah has given the beauty. There was a time when we will glorify the one who gave the beauty. There was a time when we will glorify the one who gave the wealth. But that was the time when the eyes were full of tears. What happened, ya ibadallah? What happened, ya amatallah? What happened to our tears? What happened to our hearts? Ibn Qayyim rahimullah ta'ala yaqul, متى رأيت القلب قد ترحل عنه حب الله والاستعداد للقائه وحل فيه حب المخلوق والرضا بالحياة الدنيا وطمأنينة بها فاعلم أنه قد خسف به ومتى أقهطت العين من البكاء من خشية الله فاعلم أن قحطها من قسوة القلب. He says, Rahimullah, that when you see the heart moving away from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turning to the love of the creation, turning to the love of the dunya and feeling tranquil in the affairs of the dunya, then know that there is a loss in that individual. The heart has departed in its essence. And when there is a drought in the eye, when there is a drought in the eye, you cannot remember the last time you cried. You cannot remember the last time you cried for the fear of Allah. Then know that that is the sign of the heart being hard. The sign of a heart that is hard. وَأَبْعَدُ الْقُلُوبِ مِنَ اللَّهِ قَلْبِ الْقَاسِ. And the most distant heart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the heart that is hard. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْقِتَابِ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ وَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, is it not time? Is it not time that the believers, that their hearts are humble, and in the meaning here, crying for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the dhikr of Allah is mentioned, and that which he revealed from the Haqq. Do not be like those who were before. طَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ. They became complacent. I'm a Muslim yakfi. I'm Salafi wasalt. I don't have to make any more effort. Don't be like the people from before. طَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ. They became complacent. And كَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And as a result, they became sinners. So ya ibadallah, we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring life to our hearts. Because verily He's the one who brings life. اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Know that Allah is the one who gives life to the earth after its death. Imam Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, the one who gives life to the earth after death will bring us alive in the hereafter. And the one who does that in this dunya, he is the one subhanahu wa ta'ala that could bring the hearts alive. So it's upon us to return to the book of Allah, the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and reflect on the ayat, and reflect on the ahadith, and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not get engrossed in this dunya, in the 9 to 5, forgetting that we are travelers. Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib wa abir as-sabil. We are travelers in this world. Be in this world as a stranger, traveler, wayfarer, just stopping for the end, which is the hereafter. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq, that after this month of Ramadan, that we continue ibadah upon ikhlas wa sidq and istiqama, wa an yuthabbituna wa iyyakum li kulli ma yuhibbuhu wa yarda, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa eidukum mubarak, taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. Hayakumullah.